Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. You are currently tuning in to Truth Be Told, the hottest internet show on the planet. I'll be your lead host for the evening. Y'all know who it is. It's your girl, AC Golden Baby. Y'all know how to follow me. Just search all things GoldenBaby. We have an amazing show for you, so be sure to keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told. If you'd like to talk to us or to share your Truth Be Told moment, you can hit us up at 646-595-4038. Make sure you push 1 if you want to holler at us. Y'all know what time it is. I got to cut the greatest co-host on earth in. Yo, Mr. Timer, Miss STL, y'all know. Let them know who y'all are. Let them know y'all in the building. Throw your handles out there. What's up?
Hey, yo, blocker. Two to the body, one to the head. Hey, what's up? It's the real Mr. Timer in the motherfucking building. Y'all know what it is. Hit me up on Twitter at the real Mr. Timer or email me at STLOUISMOBSTR. 314, that's St. Louis Monster 314 at gmail.com. Miss STL, where you at, baby? I know you in the building.
Yeah, you know this your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. Hey, you could check your girl out at MZ_STL at Twitter. Hit me up. Let's chop it up, baby. Truth be told.
No doubt. Truth be told, in the building. And shout out to the beautiful Miss India Morrell for the endless possibilities she provides us with week after week with Dollhouse Radio and Truth Be Told. And shout out to Miss Angela Royalty for holding down the boards and keeping the mix tight. Speaking of keeping the mix tight, y'all know we got to get into a few of Dollhouse Radio announcements. Miss Royalty, you ready to pay some bills, baby? We'll be right back with the next session we like to call Hot Topics.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to DialhouseRadioMusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a BioR1 sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on DialhouseRadio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dialhouse Radio on Twitter at Dialhouse_Radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at IG_Hot Sugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Just got rich. Hey, we're back here on the one and only Truth Be Told show on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Those of you tuned in right now, be sure to keep it locked right here with us for the duration of the show. If you want to talk to us or to share your Truth Be Told moment, dial 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1 to holler at us. All right, it's time to get into that session of Hot Topics. Miss Estia, why don't you kick us off?
Man, you already know I got to touch on it because the dude came in, Trump, of course, you know what I'm saying? He was just recently in St. Louis on Thursday, you know, disrupting things as usual. You know what I'm saying? He came in here and things got kind of ugly, you know what I'm saying? They reportedly at least 30 to 35 people were arrested, one injured between his supporters and some protesters, you know what I'm saying? They also had to, you know, there were some threats against him, so they had to cancel his, you know, Chicago appearance, you know what I'm saying, because he feared for his life or whatever. But what the thing that's perplexing me is I'm trying to figure out, with so much animosity that's going on, what's missing that this dude is still leading in these polls with, I mean, you got your own party is damn near turning on you. How are you still a front runner at this point? I'm kind of perplexed right now. What y'all think about that?
The irony of it, and I was just actually speaking to a friend about this earlier. I was reading some things about the CIA protecting Donald Trump, and some things about, you know, does America support the KKK? What's really happening to America? So. Either there's a hidden agenda that we don't know about, something is going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
if Donald Trump is being backed by the CIA, that means he's being backed by the government, and hence he possibly is going to win this election, or something's going on, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I really don't know. Or is it a diversion? Is it a diversion for us to be so riled up that we could just say, you know what, thank God they didn't put Trump in so they could put in, slide in whoever they really, really want to put in. You know what I'm saying? Do we know?
No, I think it's the end, you know what I'm saying, playing the ends against the middle. They, you know what I'm saying, tell you one thing to your face, say, look, this guy is, you know what I'm saying, we're not supporting him. But, of course, behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying, they doing one thing. I mean, dude is a straight billionaire, you know what I'm saying? You can't tell me that everybody, you know what I'm saying, can't be under his thumb when it comes to money, cause, baby, because everybody got a price, you know what I mean? So truth be told, you know what I'm saying, I don't believe for one minute, you know what I'm saying, that this dude is not going to get in and possibly be the next, you know, president. Can you imagine having somebody like this behind the boards, the one to make the call on pulling the button, you know what I'm saying, flipping the switch? And I do got to give it up to you, AC Baby. I caught that Democratic debate, which was awesome, and it was a mind changer. It was a mind changer. I can't even lie. You know, I was waiting on Hillary to come through with that Lord of Boom at some point, and she didn't follow through for me. You know what I'm saying? Sanders was speaking my language. Truth be told, I had to, you know what I'm saying, got to put that out there. I was like, damn. So,
truth be told.
Yep.
It's the time.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say. Truth be told, at a point, I really don't have nothing to say. As far as where Donald Trump is concerned, I mean, nothing ceases to amaze anybody. I mean, when you live long enough, you know that. I mean, nothing ceases to amaze. I mean, truth be told, Donald Trump is the biggest punk in the world, and money make motherfuckers tough. Donald Trump's a bitch. End of the motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? And to look at the whole motherfucking picture about Donald Trump and you know what I'm saying, the message that he's sending, the hate that he's fueling. You know what I'm saying? It says a lot about Donald Trump, but you got to think about the people that back him that's black. You know what I'm saying? I want to know how some of these celebrities that actually that fuck with Donald Trump, like Mike Tyson, for instance. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sure Mike Tyson and Donald Trump was cool at one point because Mike Tyson ran the world, you know what I'm saying, for a hot period of time, the hot man. But Donald Trump, man, middle finger to Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's a bitch, flat out. You know what I'm saying? And as far as all the other shit, you know what I'm saying, that debate, man, I mean, fuck that. I'm still sticking with Hillary. End of the motherfucking day, I'm with Hillary. I'm with Hillary.
Hillary.
You know what I'm saying? Bunny cool, but Bunny reminds me of Bert and Ernie.
She didn't
Hey, Bert. I got love for Bernie, you know what I'm saying, because it's good to run across a white person that has a conscience, that's down to earth to know that right is right, is wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's good to have a motherfucker around, a white person at that can actually say, hey, the way this is right now is wrong, opposed to the motherfucker that just, hey, I'm not turning against my people. I'm not going against the family. No, this is how it is. Fuck y'all. This is America.
Right.
This is America. So I got love for Bernie, but at the end of the day, I'm Hillary all day. I'm Clinton all day. You know what I'm saying? I can't fuck with Bernie like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking with nobody like that. If Jesse Jackson's running, I wouldn't fuck with Jesse Jackson over Hillary.
Nah, shit, I wouldn't fuck with him either. I ain't gonna lie. I'm with you though, Mr. Timer. I'm with you. You know what I'm saying?
I just can't. Yeah. I love what Bernie's talking. It sounds good, and you know what I'm saying? His track record backs what he's talking. But I'm not sold on Bernie. You know what I'm saying? It takes 10 years to know a motherfucker. I've been knowing the Clintons, knowing of the Clintons, for damn near 20 years now, 20-plus years.
But
so I'm sticking with what I know.
That debate, she was kind of talking. She was kind of talking in circles. You know what I'm saying? I was waiting on that boom, and she just never, you know, she just
she
never brought
deliver.
It down.
She
didn't,
look
she didn't
at
deliver.
You got to look at the bigger picture as far as, I mean, you've been a woman, you know what I'm saying? You got to look at, you know what I'm saying, the, you know what I'm saying, just the shit y'all got to go through to be respected on some real shit. Y'all can say the realest shit in the world is always an asshole that's going, oh, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at it, you know, she's got to tread water, you know, she's walking on eggshells and some of the shit because she don't want to piss off that, you know what I'm saying, them white men out there is going to make sure, man, fuck that, Donald getting in. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully after that bastard did what he did, man, I hope that bitch lose his shit. I hope that motherfucker sit back and watch the numbers like we watch them and fuck him. That's all I got. Fuck him. And that they fuck
Donald
Trump.
Yeah,
fuck Donald,
fuck Donald, man. This is gonna be real, real interesting. The time cannot go fast enough. I want to see how this turns out.
You're already getting a glimpse of what's going to go on. You know what I'm saying? Just like right now, you know what I'm saying? Everything was peace with at the event out in Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, beforehand. But after they came out the motherfucking the event, you know what I'm saying, with the rally with Donald Trump, then motherfuckers started attacking the Black Lives Matter. Go back to Africa. You want to call yourself an African-American? Go back to Africa since you're putting African first. You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump is fueling hatred. You know what I'm saying? He don't want people
to
see what the fuck's going on. And you notice they turn the cameras off the rallies when it gets deep, so we can't see what the fuck they talking about. You know, man, fuck Donald Trump, man. He's a fucking racist.
Let's put that out there. He is a bigot. He spews hatred, and he's very uneducated. So let's throw all those things out there. Trump is an asshole.
Let me go to show you why he loves himself, because like he said, he loves the uneducated individual. You know what I'm saying? He plays on people's fears. You know what I'm saying?
He loves it for a simple fact. You know what I'm saying? He'll put them contracts over in front of your uneducated motherfucker and talk that talk. Yeah, you get this amount, but you signed your life away because you're an uneducated motherfucker and didn't understand the big words or even bother to look at the small print. You know what I'm saying? Fuck Donald Trump, man. That motherfucker without money, Donald Trump.
People not even looking at the fact that, you know what I'm saying, when Barack and, you know, when they, you know, have their meetings and things of that nature, you know, Cruz, any of the delegates or past delegates, when has there ever been, you know, riots that, you know, have broke out and they've had to disperse crowds? You know what I'm saying? Look at this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No,
he can't even make an appearance. Huh?
That almost happened in 2008 when Sarah Palin was fueling that shit. You know what I'm saying? This ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying? It's, man, that's why I got major respect for Senator McCain, for the simple fact McCain was like, look, no, we're not having that shit. No. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I got respect for McCain, because McCain was a man like a Bernie Sanders type. He, no, right is right, is wrong is wrong. We not going down this path. Sarah Palin was like, yeah, let's hang them all. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's nothing new. In the 1968, you know what I'm saying, it was a bloody campaign. You know what I'm saying? I was watching CNN, and they were talking about a Democrat candidate who was talking about violence, and he ended up getting shot, you know what I'm saying, because he was telling his you know, people to, you know what I'm saying, fuck it, let's get physical. You know what I'm saying? And the shit got out of hand, and he shot his ass. You know what I'm saying? But I know y'all seen when that motherfucker hopped over the barrier at Donald Trump and the Secret Service jumped on stage to shield Donald and shit. That motherfucker didn't know which way to go. Yeah. He didn't want to look like no punk, so he ain't take no step on stage. But that bitch wanted to run.
Yeah, he did. I was waiting on him to be like, I'm gonna come through Ferguson. I thought he was coming through Ferguson, Trump. What happened? I just knew he was gonna, you know what I'm saying, throw that out there. He was gonna slide through Ferguson. I was waiting.
Trump ain't going through Ferguson unless it's the same police presence that was when during all the shit that was going on in Ferguson. Without that same police presence, fuck, Trump ain't going no motherfucker. Trump's a bitch.
I was waiting on him to drop that. Like, yeah, I'm coming through. I thought you had so much to say. I'm sure the people would love to have heard what you had to say.
Man,
know?
These white folks are going crazy at these rallies. They calling these folks, man, they talking all kind of shit. We don't hear half the shit they saying. You know it's a bunch of niggas and coons and everything else up into this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the motherfuckers
yeah.
It's white supremacy for real. It's a white supremacy rally. You know what I'm saying?
Shit is crazy, man.
Truth be told.
So.
Man, we 3 minutes away from our 420, though. You know, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! This shit is sickening. Though, you know, we already see where it ain't gonna get no better, y'all. This unless we get out and vote and get and make sure that motherfucker don't get
big,
in.
I was a big, you know what I'm saying, you know, Nostradamus fan. You know what I'm saying. I do believe in, you know, people that do prophesize and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot, followed him, and read a lot of his works, and I think he called a lot of past tragedies, and he did speak of a presidential order that would be like the next Antichrist, and if he get in there, that's what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what he's talking about. If he get in that, I don't know what to say, because like I said, he's not speaking. He doesn't have any, you know, formal education or any sort of legislator type. You know, training. You know what I'm saying? All he is a man with money. He's a businessman, a shrewd businessman. You know what I'm saying? But
public
that doesn't mean you can run a country. That's that's apples and oranges. You know what I'm saying? And I think people see that money and they're getting confused. Oh, he's funding his own campaign and he's doing this, he's doing that. He ain't doing nothing but making more motherfucking money for him. You know what I'm saying?
That.
And he gets to play the game the way he wants to play it.
All these people
like,
are ambassadors, but they're ambassadors. Think about it. They're representatives. All they do is represent what the country really stands for, what the country agenda is, or what we trying to push. All they do is push it, the agenda. They're the ambassador, the representative. So if he represents the country,
what is that saying? Where are we at? You know what I'm saying? Where are we at now in this motherfucking time? If he's our ambassador, if he represents our country, man, it is over. Like, for real.
We stuck in hate.
And the fact that he's still leading in the polls, saying whatever he wants to, and being the biggest, you know, sneak dissing and stuff like that, and still be ahead on these different races and, you know, genders and all this other stuff, man, it just goes to show what we are as a people, man. Sad.
Yeah.
The new world order
is here. It don't go to show shit. You know what I'm saying? Right now, it's a divide between they're trying to figure out who's representing their party and who's representing that party. You know what I'm saying? So it's really not a divide. It just shows, you know what I'm saying, it shows the hatred that having a black president has brought to this country. Now everybody wants to point the finger at Barack, you know what I'm saying? And half the hate that's been pointed, that's directed towards Barack, Trump fueled from day one. He's not an American. He was born in Kenya.
I mean, he didn't do too good of a job. Otherwise, he wouldn't have got elected for a second term, truth be told.
He got elected because we got out of vote. Just like we got to get out and vote and prevent that motherfucker Donald Trump from getting in when it's time for us to get out and do what we got to do. We at that 420, though, baby. We going to I think we gonna do some lifted, man. I want to hear that Lydia Caesar lifted.
That's my cut.
Yeah. So can we do that, man? Y'all ready?
For sure. Let's get it.
Shit up. 904, we see you,
baby. I'm about to blow mine, baby.
Okay, 904, we see you. We're going to get to you when we get back. We got to call on hold 904 Erica. We'll pick them up.
Yeah, keep it tight. Hold on.
Yeah. We got you.
So, Lydia Caesar, Lift It, Flex, Ooh, Remix.
Get
Let's
it.
Go. We'll be back in a couple.
Dollhouse, baby.
Lydia Caesar, got a remix for ya. Yeah. Every time you come around, I get so lifted. Got to admit, I'm addicted. Cause you like a hit of the best lip. Boy, you got that ooh. When I need a fix, you pull up some tricks and I be like ooh. My man, he got the golden glove, the Midas touch, loving like ooh. He know I can never get enough. My favorite drug, overdosing on you. Cause men, I want no ordinary love. Oh, I went and found my diamond in the rough. Now he's mine. He ain't flawless and I'm loving me the way. And I know to make him feel some type of way. Euphoria, I want more, yeah. Baby, take me
every
high.
Every time you come around, I get so lifted, yeah. Got to admit, I'm addicted, baby. For sweet lips, the way we kiss, body like ooh. Strung out on his fingertips, with every grip, I fall deeper into you. Cause men, I want no ordinary love. Oh no, I went and found my diamond in the rough. Now he's mine. He ain't flawless and I love him either way. And I know to make him feel some type of way.
Every time you come around, I get so lifted.
You're tuning in to Truth Be Told on Dollhouse Radio. Once again, if you want to talk to us or share your Truth Be Told moment, dial 646-595-4038 and press 1. Did we have a call on the line still?
No, but, you know, said I don't, they press 1 again to take that 1 back. So if 904, if you still got something to say, press that 1 again so we know. You know, as of right now, they got something to say. That's what I'm talking about. I love our people. I love our people. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, damn. Hold on.
Of course.
What you call me out? Fuck that. I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah. Come on. Let's get to
904,
it.
What's popping, baby? You know what you
Yo, what's up, man? I just hung up. I had already said what I had to say. You know what I'm saying? I was just wanting to say y'all were right about Trump. Like, you know, Trump racist, you know, and we got to do what we got to do to try to make sure he don't get elected.
Right.
That's all.
Yes, sir.
This is real.
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Well, we glad you called back to share your Truth Be Told moment, because that's what's up. We appreciate that. Definitely. Right. You know.
Is that all you got to say, bro? What's good with you?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. I'm just chilling, man. I'm chilling watching the game, man. Listening to y'all, you know. Morning.
Where you calling
us
from? We definitely appreciate
it. I'm from Jacksonville.
Okay. Jacksonville.
That's
on the line.
Jacksonville,
okay,
stand up, baby.
Yeah, y'all need to play some of my music. So.
Yeah, throw your handle out there. Let them know how they can reach you, who you are.
Okay, yeah, my name is Rip. You can reach me at 904-609-4444.
That
nigga gave
it. That nigga
gave it.
Down for whatever, y'all.
I'm down.
You got a Twitter handle, bro.
Show.
You got a Twitter? You got a Facebook account? A YouTube? Anything you want to throw out there?
Nah, that's all I'm going to throw out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 100.
What's your name again? Throw the name out there so they know who they calling.
R.I.P.
Rip.
Okay.
Hey, Rip killing the game.
Threw that telephone number out there, so y'all know what it is, man, on Dollhouse. Y'all can always go back, check that link out.
Yeah, y'all always hit me up.
Hey, we appreciate you taking the time.
I'm gonna stay listening to the show and talking to y'all and pressing that one.
Ditto. All right, we appreciate that and spread the word, man.
Okay.
All right, and we support you.
All right, thank you.
Be safe.
Thank
your weekend,
ladies.
Bro.
Thank you, ladies. Yeah.
Enjoy your day.
That's what's up. I'm glad Rip. Now that's long time. That's a G. He said, "Fuck timer." Thank you, ladies. You know what I'm saying, Tom? You already know what it is. Thank you, ladies. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, shit. I would have felt some kind of way if you say, "Hey, time it all down." Yo, hold up. Acknowledge the women first, baby. Acknowledge the women. Hold on. Anyway, moving forward, baby. Moving forward. Yeah.
Okay.
Where we at?
What's
you talking about Trump punk ass. Shit.
Man, fuck Trump, man. Tommy, you had
Trump.
A hot topic for us.
Oh, man.
No, you had some.
Do I really? Man, this is what caught me, man, last week. You know what I'm saying? Rihanna and Drake, you know. They was out in London, you know, and it seemed that it was reported that the two, you know what I'm saying, the two appeared to still to be into each other, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe because it stemmed from, you know, the two worked on, they collabed on the work video. Well, the work song. Work.
Mm-hmm.
I was singing that shit all night. That shit in my head, you know, that fucking hook.
That is the shit. Stop.
work. Right, man, now. I want to see it again. Damn, that song, bullshit. Oh, my God. Do the beat it up dance to that shit like, work. Yeah. Anyway, y'all.
Don't give me ridiculous.
You know, but we don't know until we hear from the horse's mouth that if there's something actually going on. But anywho, they said while they was in London, they had dinner, and then, you know, since they was closer than close. So one thing led to another, which is they went to the bathroom and kicked whoever was out of the bathroom so they can allegedly go in the bathroom to get it in. You know what I'm saying? So we all know that Rihanna and Travis Scott, rumored that they were supposed to be dating for about the past year or so. You know what I'm saying? So shit appeared to hit the fan. Travis Scott went crazy last week. You know what I'm saying? Travis Scott took the Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? He posted four posts. His first post said, "Sis guy got to work. And then his second post said, "Fuck six guy." The third post said, "About to pull a Chris Brown on this nigga." And the fourth post said, "She wants the plane." She wants the plane, not no emotional nigga. Hold up.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, she got the flame because the emotional nigga happens to have been on Snapchat. Work. Working.
You
his fingers. You hear what I'm saying? So,
how can you be that sloppy, though?
Huh?
How can you be that sloppy, though? You know what I'm saying?
Man,
you know
he wasn't doing
his thing. Phone talk, error word, you know what I'm saying? Who ain't paying attention? You must wanted that out there.
But
you
know what, man?
In that game,
man, it's almost like anything goes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anything goes, dog. Like, you can't get mad. Like, look who you with. You know what I'm saying? What, nigga, you doing something too. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real. You just ain't got caught yet. You know what I'm saying? She just got caught first. Nigga, you doing something too. Believe that.
She ain't give a fuck about this talk. She's just letting that. She probably told that nigga ahead of time, "Man, fuck you. I don't even want you to ride with me out here to London. I'm going by myself to come on my shit."
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She got out there. Drake did his thing. You know what I'm saying? And he been smashed from what we heard. Allegedly, he smashed. I'm sure he did. But, I mean, hell. Fuck that. He obviously, Travis wasn't doing what the fuck he was supposed to do for her to
Hollywood
go out there.
Problems.
And,
it's one thing
that's
pulling any damn way. You know what it is, man. This shit ain't nothing but a revolving door. Next, on to the next one. Like the song say.
Man, you beat that shit up, right, man? You ain't got to worry about that shit. Like I said, I didn't even really feel like Travis Scott. You know what I'm saying? I hated that. Even like I told you I seen him on that I forgot the name of the show. What's my shit? Highly Questionable, if I ain't mistaken, on ESPN, and they had Travis Scott on there on the interview, and they was like, man, you know, somebody dude Bomani was like, man, you date Rihanna? You know what I'm saying? Tell us about it. She's like, oh man. Remember, Miss ST, I talked about this on the show back then. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? You date Rihanna? I don't give a fuck. She told you, you better not say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Beat that shit up. What she say? I don't give a fuck. Do what you do. Fuck it. You can tell the world. Okay. I don't give a fuck. Obviously, the nigga, man, she shouldn't have fucked with that bum anyway. That nigga's a bum, if you ask me. I mean, I can't take to do.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he just. The antidote, man, keep that shit.
Antidote. I like the little song. I like the song.
Man, I don't
even play. But the video kind of
like
weird, man.
Yeah, he's,
I don't know.
He look
he's
like
kind of spooky, thriller looking ass nigga.
He like a nigga that can get any pussy he want, but he still jack his dick off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
you stupid.
I'm just saying. Don't he look like a motherfucker that can fuck and buy him a celebrity? He can fuck any bitch he want, but then he can still be jacking his dick off. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that nigga. He a bum.
Oh,
truth
wow.
Be told.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it is. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that, man. Matter of fact, date Rihanna, man. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't kiss and tell, but man, fuck that. I'm a beat that shit up there and do the beat it up there. So I'm gonna tell her, baby. I'm telling the world. Shit, that's my
you
shit.
You wanna be truthful though? On my end, I wouldn't touch her.
She ain't been ping ponged yet. She ain't bouncing Ooh. Back and forth from person to person. But
Who?
all these, you know what I'm saying, rappers and shit, they the ones doing that.
Who? Who you talking about? Who?
She a good girl.
Who?
Taylor Swift. I said, she ain't
bouncing
back and forth.
Oh, man, Taylor been getting in. What you talking about?
She ain't bouncing back and forth between these motherfuckers.
Man, Taylor, I ain't going to say she ain't bouncing back between, man, motherfuckers is smashing that ass. What you talking about? Taylor getting dicked down by somebody. She probably said she ain't, man, Taylor got dicked down the first year she dropped, and she's still getting dicked down. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, fuck Taylor Swift. Did I say that? But,
if you say fuck Oprah, you can say fuck anybody, dog.
I know. I say fuck Oprah all day. No, I actually love Taylor Swift. I always say that because I was disagreeing with your ass. But,
look at him.
What
so
you mean,
defined.
Baby? Baby, if you don't want to touch Rihanna, you can watch. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah,
I'm just
that's
saying.
True.
You can watch.
That'd be cool. You know,
me and Miss Estelle will handle, right, Miss Estelle? Fuck it.
Man,
oh man,
she was. Yeah, ain't touching her either.
Hey, I'd have to pass on that one. I'd pass on that. Like you said, I'd watch like a motherfucker.
Right,
like,
right?
I don't think I'd go in. I don't. I wouldn't go in. I watch.
It's all good.
Hey,
yeah. It's
all
good.
I'm a freak.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
on your own, nigga.
Just make sure y'all buy the shit out the mini bar. You know what I'm saying? Can we get an endorsement? Just make sure y'all
hell
buy the shit out the mini bar.
No,
fuck it.
Nigga. Hell no.
That's all you and Leonardo DiCaprio. Because you know that's you know what I'm saying, they was doing they look thizzle. That's you and
right,
Leo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Leo can fuck anybody. Yeah. Leo can fuck Oprah. You hear what I'm saying? Leo can fuck Oprah. I love Leo. Leo DiCaprio.
Nah, that's all for Gail. Shit up.
Yeah.
He the man. Fuck that. Shit. Fuck that. I would hide my hoes around Leo. Fuck that. That's like having George Clooney in the motherfucking building. I'm hiding my hoes all day. Even Prince. Shit, I hide my hoes from Prince in the building. Fuck it.
Oh, you better hide them from Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Prince, that nigga.
Yeah,
Prince, oh, boy, you don't see Prince in action, boy. That nigga look flamboyant ass, boy.
Right.
That nigga, boy, is a pimp.
Prince will take your hoes and your niggas that you don't know about.
that noise he make, that's his call. He say that, and everybody come on it.
And all the bitches come flocking. Don't think
everybody come
running.
He hit that in them heels. Oh, Lord. Everybody come running.
Shout out to the greatest of all time, the Simple Prince. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that Prince would take the niggas that would go with Prince. I'm just saying Prince can still pull the niggas that you ain't sure, that you don't know that's like that. The unsure niggas, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hit them, right? Yeah, for real.
Hey, if anybody don't disagree with that, hit that one right now. Hit the one
if
right
you
now.
If you disagree with
hard.
Mr. Timer, then any nigga that would go with that, you know what I'm saying? Call 646-595-4038 and push that motherfucking one and let us know that you disagree with Mr. Time on this Prince shit.
Oh, my
you know
goodness.
What I'm saying? Or is it Michael? Is Michael the baddest nigga that can pull him?
No, that's Prince right there, baby. That's all
Prince, baby. Yeah.
Yeah,
anybody,
right.
Anybody disagree with that one, you know what I'm saying? Call
anytime,
us in. Call in and let
call,
us know.
He got a call. You hear that? Everybody, everything just dropped.
He thought that subliminal shout out like Dr. Dre. Yeah, I buy that ocean. Hell yeah, I buy that ocean. Yeah, nigga, I bet you would buy Frank Ocean, nigga. You want that ass, don't you?
Yeah, buddy.
That was a shout out. That nigga said
Frank
Ocean should come away. You hear me? Baby, come my way. Man, I'm sorry. I'm feeling myself. This is Jose Quavo,
crazy.
Man. This is the Jose Quavo. I'm drinking.
That's what you sipping on.
I'm drinking some good
shit
today. It ain't my bottle, but I took it. You hear me? It ain't my bottle.
That ain't right. That ain't
man,
right.
Man, fuck that. Hey, when motherfuckers mistreat you, you do what the fuck you got to do to make sure you keep yourself settled. Your mind
right. That's right. That's right. Keep your motherfucking sanity.
If it mean to take somebody else's shit, take that shit. Mean that shit.
That's right.
But it's only right to buy another one, right? It's only right to buy another one.
Oh, yeah.
That's
you got to replace the fundamentals. You can't just... You know, you can't do that now. Don't be like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to be able, like a nigga to say, bitch, I drank your shit, but I'll buy you another one. You want a fifth? Or, what? Anywho, man, fuck that. But, yeah, hey, man, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Man, I'll fuck the shit out of Rihanna. Man, fuck that. She ain't married. I'll fuck
bitch.
Rihanna.
With a 10-foot pole, I wouldn't touch it.
Don't have to get your work in, Tommy. Work. Don't have to.
Hey, that's what, motherfucking Magnums and Golden
sing
Trojans
it.
For, baby.
Sing it.
I didn't say I was going to Raw Dog. I said I was going to, you know what I'm saying? I said I was going to fuck it. I didn't say nothing about Raw Dog. I mean, I don't get
She said
sing it. Put some vocals on it.
Let us know that you love her.
Say what?
Sing that work. You gotta hit that work right quick.
Work. Let me see you work. Yeah. That's right there. Hey, I'm gonna beat it up there over here, y'all. Man, I'm gonna have to motherfucker do a film of this. Beat it up there.
Oh man.
Hey, we got it out of him, Miss FTL. He hit that shit too, nigga.
I love you for doing that, Tama.
I love you too, though.
Only a real man
finna
hit that.
100.
Work. Hey man, all I can see is a girl bouncing her ass. You know what I'm saying? I love it. Man, I love the choreographer of that video, man.
Yeah, that's the shit. That's the shit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Even a fucking flick.
Man,
hey, even a flick, man. Shit, let me direct the flick with that song going. Man, that bitch, throw that ass on that nigga. Throw that shit. You hear me? At the end of the day, this is all I'm going to say. At the end of the day, y'all, I don't give a fuck how many motherfuckers she been with. That pussy's still going to be tight when I smash, right? I'm just letting y'all know I'm not asking. I'm sorry.
I don't know about the tight part.
Man, Rihanna, look, she got that snapback, baby. Rihanna got
it's
that
all,
snapback.
Do y'all think it's because of the sex that Russell Wilson and what's her name, Sierra getting married? You think they just getting in?
Man, Sierra can ride. I can tell Sierra ride nice dick.
Oh yeah. Man. The way she pop her back when she dance. Oof. Yeah.
Man.
I'm tired of waiting. I'm gonna put a ring on it. I'm gonna Beyonce on them.
Man, Beyonce ain't got shit on Ciara when it comes
to
how Ciara rolls, man. Ciara can ride the fuck up, man. I would fuck Ciara too, because I just want her to ride.
She hit that back bend in that video. That's all motherfuckers had to see right there. That's
fuck
all
the
they
back
had
man
to
when
see
she
was said, hit that back
bend. It, man.
I think I'll take that one. Yeah,
man.
I'll take that one.
You can take them. Just let me have a first.
Hell no, nigga. What?
But, hey, congratulations to them, though. Congratulations to them, though, on their upcoming nuptials. You know what I'm saying? I hope it don't get ugly, you know what I'm saying, between, you know, him and Future, you know what I'm saying, the whole situation about that, you know what I'm saying, the baby and all that. You know what I'm saying? So I hope it's smooth sailing. They seem happy together. And he a good boy. He a good boy, and you don't hear Ciara often or nothing. She a good girl. That's more her speed.
She definitely deserves an intellectual guy, man.
I lost all my shit. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm looking at my phone and shit. You know, y'all know my phone was hacked over
the
week.
Like, what the
fuck?
I lost some shit that happened, nigga. I'm like, is it time for a break,
great.
Nigga?
Right. Is this about that time, though?
Yeah, man. I want to hear Mila J, you know, Die House Radio Spotlight Artist. I want to hear Diamonds featuring Drake and Future. It only seems right since we don't mention two of them.
Let's do that.
Two of the three. Can we do that? Let's go. We'll be right back. Die House Radio.
Step outside the house, I get the Glocky on me fast. bitches wanna come by the paparazzi on me. I got so many bad bitches that I barely wanna. I'm barely paying attention, baby, I need substance. I know you spent some time on your makeup and your outfit, but
yo, that was Mila J with Diamonds featuring Drake, and help me out, Mr. Thomas.
Yusha.
Yusha, okay.
Yusha.
You're tuning in with okay. You're tuning in with Truth Be Told on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. We appreciate you tuning in here with us tonight. It's been an amazing show. If you want to talk to us once again, you can dial 646-595-4038. Press 1 to talk to us, and also share your Truth Be Told moment before it's over. So we go ahead and continue with the hot topics, because I did have a hot topic, more like something that I kind of wanted to say that I wrote up, you know what I'm saying? To me, it's a hot topic, so I just wanted to share this with you all with you all this evening. And that was, there's nothing new under the sun. And I wrote S-O-N as in Christ, right? And also the sun as in the sun, which is in the sky. But there are many things still unknown to man. So there's nothing new under the sun, but there are many things that are still unknown to man. We are still discovering new things each day, but our new ideas are not new ideas at all. History repeats itself. We are slowly, as a country, reverting back to hatred. Are we headed back to blatant, unconcealable racism? And what is happening to this great country of America? You know, you know, in my opinion, racism has never stopped, but at least people have the decency to keep it inside. We are back to spewing hatred, and it's very concerning for the future of America, very concerning for the future of our children. Will there be a future? And if Trump takes office, once again, you know what I'm saying, are we giving our power to the uneducated? How do you guys feel about this? What's happening to America is my concern. Are you guys concerned about America?
She said, wait, I just lost it. What did you just say? Oh, you just killed me with one, and I lost it with that. Ooh. Can I get your phone number?
Yeah. Yeah, that's 314.
Oh, my God. I got to replay this. Let's still take over, because I got to remember what she just said that just took me. I'm taking it back. I'm so taking it back. I forgot what she said. Ooh.
When it comes to the Dillons and where we're headed, I think we are headed for a brick wall in a rocket ship. That's what I think is going on. I think that people don't, you know what I'm saying, they looking at certain issues. People are selective. We as human beings are very selective when it comes to what we see. Sometimes we see what we want to see. We hear what we want to hear, just like we do what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that we don't educate ourselves on the things that we need to. You know what I'm saying? We don't, you know, pay attention to these delegates, or we just don't get out there. I think they're playing the ends against the middle, and I think it's the third time around, I think it's going to be definitely a race war. Truth be told.
Right.
Just being honest.
Time, well, we already had our race war. That was in the Civil War. We're going to have another one. There's been a Civil War going on. I mean, the way I feel about everything is, you know what I'm saying, it got to the point, like I say all the time, you know what I'm saying, once upon a time, white folks got me to believe in that racism doesn't exist no more. What are you talking about?
Right,
when you're
right.
pulling a race
right.
car, it doesn't exist. I got to believe in that racism doesn't exist until we got a black president. Then all the true colors
right,
came
right.
out. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Donald
true.
Trump, you know, he always said what he had to say. But now, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? When you got an opportunity to you know what I'm saying, to feed off of people's fear, you know, like you said, you know, I mean, it's crazy. Where we headed right now, man, I feel like that we're you know what I'm saying, we are headed to, we're headed to, if we let them dictate our next move, we will have a race war, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're the true people of God, therefore, we not going to be baited into the shit, you know what I'm saying? And only
right,
way
right.
you can bait us into the shit, I ain't going to tell y'all how to bait us into the shit. I'm not going to give you the blueprint to the game. But, I mean, if y'all really want to bait us into the shit, y'all know what to do. You know what I'm saying? And end of the day, man, fuck that. End of the day, we winning. You know what I'm saying? Love conquers hate all day, every day. And black folks are not hateful people. We hateful towards each other. But outside of that, we are not hateful people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean... Go ahead and stop him, Ms. STL. Cause my nigga, go ahead. Wait a minute. Okay. She wanted to step in when you said towards each other, right?
Right.
We like
each other. That's the problem. If we the only
but we gotta
to
be truthful about it.
Together. You know what I'm saying?
That's
we
the only way
to
fix the problem.
Together. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
we don't
right.
stick together. Every other race stick together. The Mexicans, the Chinese, the whites. Everybody sticks together outside of the black folks. Now, just imagine if we black folks came together and moved unified. Man.
Right,
Jesus,
right. Oh, and you spoke on it. Prime thing, right? Prime thing is, right, when we get our checks, black people, right, you know what I'm saying, what do? We go and
we spend
our money with everybody else, you know what I'm saying? We don't keep the money in circulating within the black community, you know what I'm saying? We go spend our
right.
money. Most of them, they say they money. They probably rich as hell and wearing cheap-ass shoes, you know what I'm saying? But we barely make it and go fucking buy Jordans, you know what I'm saying? So we
kids ain't got diapers.
Yeah,
bills
yeah.
ain't paid.
Right. Well, I just know when I was a kid, man, I remember feeling like I had a future. I could see my future. Like, where does it leave our children today? You know what I'm saying? What can they look forward to?
I mean, these millennials, you know what I'm saying? They don't have the code of ethics has changed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even from not just from respect. From one to one another, but respecting, you know, females, you know, kids, the whole code of ethics has changed. So to me, these millennials, you know what I'm saying? That's why I was so upset about the budget cuts in schools and all that kind of stuff, because they need all the education that they can get. You know what I'm saying?
The reason why shit has changed is because people, you know what I'm saying, people are quick to sell their soul for a quick dollar. You know what I'm saying? They quick
Nobody wants to work hard anymore.
They quick to play the agenda, you know what I'm saying, to follow through the agenda of the other man. You know what I'm saying?
It's not for the brother, it's for the other man.
Look at the music, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers talking about killing babies, killing women, and all this, and now motherfuckers act like you said, Ms. Estelle, there's no code anymore. You know, when I grew up, man, you don't fuck with the kids. You don't fuck with the women. You don't
fuck with
the elders.
Right.
These motherfuckers nowadays don't give a fuck. You know what
they
I'm
got
saying?
No fucking limit, no restriction.
Man, you know how many times I done gave a motherfucker a reprieve for stepping on my goddamn J's? Man, I was mad as a I could have killed the motherfucker. I mean, I had one time the J's less than 48 hours, and I decided to be a dumbass and hooping my shit. And the motherfucker came down on my shit and scuffed my shit. I was waiting for him to smile like, yeah, nigga, I did it. I was finna beat his ass, but the motherfuckers, he act like he was, you know, I'm sorry, I ain't mean to do that. All right, I know you ain't mean it. That's why I ain't finna attack your ass, bro. You know what I'm saying? But
nowadays,
yeah,
people know how important
people.
That shit is. Yeah, them Jordans,
man.
Crazy, man.
They ain't important. It's just the
Jordan,
principle
man.
Behind
fuck
it.
Jordan. No, they're not important. It's only important because of how much you spent. You know what I'm saying? But why are you spending that much on a pair of shoes?
I mean, realistically,
when you can't afford it. No, I'm just saying for people that can't afford it. Live within your means.
Right.
That's the problem
with
fucking America. That's why we all in debt, fucking taking out all this fucking credit, nigga. You know you ain't paying that shit back.
My favorite saying from Deion Sanders is, When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you play good. When you play good, they pay good. That's what it's about. It's about feeling good. You know what I'm saying?
I feel good. Two slim ounces of joints is still shooting bricks.
Yeah, don't go broke trying to look good or feel good, bro. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, yo, having a roof over your head is more important than any of that. So you need to line up your priorities. And then what you
man,
have
I can do
left,
without cable for a month.
You still shouldn't
that.
Be spending
what you mean?
It. That's what I'm saying.
What you mean? I can do without cable for a month. Shit, I'm like Rob
Lowe. You know what I'm saying? Your extras you should not spend. You should put into an investment plan, a savings plan. Let them grow. And your money's not doing any good in a low-interest checking or savings account because by the end of the year, your dollar accumulates 95 cents. So what
baby.
Are you really gaining? What? I'm
baby.
Sorry.
No, don't be. Can I sign up for the baby, you know what I'm saying, the financial class? Can I do that?
Hell yeah, let's do it. Hey, look,
financial
hell yeah, I'm trying to give it to him. Hey, I'm telling you, baby, for president, nigga, in 2016, man. I should run right now. Fuck it. Is
no,
y'all down if I
late.
Just
not
jump
right
into
now.
The campaign?
Not right now. You don't want to get to know it.
Yeah, you don't want to get in the middle of that shit.
I'm in there with them vultures. You're right. There's some vultures,
right.
Man.
Trump
this
has been outside of race
right
war once he said something about you, baby. You know your
fan
base
it,
is too strong.
Yeah, I got to protect myself, man.
The first motherfucking primary they have, AC coming over the podium. And ain't nobody got time to be bailing
yeah.
her out of jail,
yeah.
man. You know?
You
already know. Nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, if AC go to jail, Bernie gonna bail her ass out. You know what I'm saying?
Damn right. Shit. Bernie coming to get me, man. I'm pro.
Bernie
I know that nigga on my campaign. He's coming to get me. Fuck that.
Hey, baby,
and I told
us,
you, Bernie,
baby.
I'm riding with you, bro, all the way. You gonna see my vote.
Hey, baby, I'm waiting for you to go ahead and drop that weekend at Bernie's. Come on. Can we get that?
Oh, yeah.
No, I got that. Matter of fact, I got that in the movie collection right here. I got that in the movie collection, matter of fact. I watch it all
you
kinds of corny
stop.
Shit. I'm saying, man. That's what I'm into. Raunchy, corny, comedy. You know what I'm saying? I like laughing white people shit. Well, I'm just saying. Well, I do. That's all I do, nigga. I don't like horror and shit. I don't like to go to sleep with shit like that on my mind.
Man,
I like
I do.
To be happy.
I do.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I love horror movies.
Be
I'm
happy.
Saying, Man, it's rare I have a dream that I love to wake up sweating. I'm dream like, damn, whew, that was a good one. Shit, need to motherfucker put that script together. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Dreams are powerful, y'all. Y'all got to understand.
They are, yeah.
And I want to just say, y'all, that in order for your dreams to come true, you keep your good dreams to yourself, but you tell your bad dreams so they don't come true. You
that's
keep your good dreams.
Right.
It's like a wish. Okay. You keep your good wish. Well, you keep your wish to yourself. Don't tell people. I had a motherfucker tell me. I was like, make a wish. And they go, well, I wish. No, don't tell me your wish.
Don't say it out loud.
Make a fucking wish. That means
just
to yourself.
Bro.
Shit. Well, the fuck? What you wish for? I wish for 5 hoes.
Hey.
No. One time. 5 hoes, one time. Hey, that blue pill, a motherfucker. That blue pill, a motherfucker. I'll tell you.
How you know?
I don't. I ain't never popped no blue pill in my life. Fuck you, baby. Shit. Oh, my God.
Okay.
You going to set me out like that? No,
that
man, I'm glad you did.
That's STL, yeah. Get out of voice.
Oh,
right,
I'm sorry, baby.
Hey, wait. Let's clear it. Miss STL, voice check. Say hello.
Voice check. STL.
Say hello, Miss STL.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Hello.
You hear me,
Jessica?
All right, it's my turn. Hello. You hear the difference?
No. No. I don't.
Nigga, you ain't
crazy. Everything sounds the same. Just like all females look good. You know what I'm saying? All females look good.
Oh my God.
I mean that shit.
There is no truth in that statement.
All females look good. Yeah, they do. Hey, as long as
it's
created by God and not man-made, all females look good.
You're right about that.
So if any part is man-made, they don't look good no more. They got the Botox lips with the big boobs and the booty implants.
Man, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm not gonna dress no gal that that was a I'm not gonna dress no dude that was a gal. I'm not gonna dress no gal that was a dude as right. such. Her call him her and her him. It's not gonna happen. Fuck that. I'm gonna call you by your name. I ain't gonna disrespect right. you, but I'm gonna call you by your name. Fuck that.
So if they change their name, you gonna abide by the new name?
Nah, if the motherfucker say my name is Michelle, I'm calling the motherfucker Michael. What the fuck?
Oh my god. Man, we gotta get into a break.
I didn't want to go over again, man. We gotta get into a break, man.
When we come back, we gotta come back with our session of truth be told moments that we're gonna share. Your host, you get a chance to know what the hell we got to be truthful about. The so help me God, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna. It's gonna be a quick break. We're gonna do a quick break. Can we do a quick break with? We're gonna do the boss lady, man. Let's do some India Morrell, sexy India Morrell, where you don't deserve me, and we'll be right back.
Let go.
OMG, shout out to the Miss India Morrell, sexy Miss India Morrell. That was a beautiful song. We're back on the one and only Truth Be Told here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. You're tuning in with your girl at Golden Baby, Miss STL, and the real Mr. Timer. What's up, y'all?
Man.
What's up?
The sky is the limit. That's what's up, baby. You know what it is.
I'm here, man. I feel good. This is my first show, goddammit, Lee hosting. We doing this motherfucking thing tonight. You know what I'm saying? That's my truth be told. Nah, but we about to share our truth be told moments. Is y'all ready for this?
No.
This is like a new anything you want to share, just keep it real, nigga.
Man.
Your truth be told moments. Should I kick it off? What you want to do,
Mr.
Of course. Go ahead,
moments.
Mr. Timer. No, Mr. Timer, you go ahead. You know your
I'm trying to think of what could my truth be told moment be? My truth be told moment B is I had to learn the hard way that the grass is not greener on the other side. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers make you think that it's all gravy. You know what I'm saying? It's all motherfucking green fields and pastures and shit. No hills and valleys. And get over that bitch's potholes and motherfucking, what can I say? I mean, truth be told, that's my truth be told moment. The grass ain't greener on the other side. When the motherfucker tell you that, pay attention, because my homie always said the grass ain't greener on the other side. And right now, I'm in a fucked up position, but I ain't in a fucked up way.
Oh my god!
I feel
nigga,
good, baby.
Mr. Timer, the real Mr. Timer, yeah.
It's the Quavo.
It's the Quavo, bro. What you doing? Your thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
We appreciate you sharing your truth be told. No doubt.
I didn't
want to
go
out
there because y'all weren't gonna give me this whole 16 by myself. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to be selfish. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we appreciate you passing that motherfucker.
Hit me up on Twitter, y'all. I'll tell you about it.
That's right. Miss STL, we know you got a motherfucking truth be told moments for us in the tonight. So what you gonna share with us?
Wow, I'm a little thrown off. You want it deep?
You want us to come back?
Okay. Yeah. Come swing back around. Swing back around. So
yeah,
you
want
me to come
back
around?
On the top of the
head. Yeah, don't come off. You need a little towel. I go ahead and throw it in there. You want me to go ahead and go?
Go ahead. Yeah. Come back around to me, boo.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm a lay back and take my time because I believe presentation is everything, baby.
I need to find me an instrumental to throw on so I can, because
so,
it's going to get deep. Hold up. Let me get my popcorn,
yeah,
baby.
You got an instrumental for
us?
Wait a minute. Hold up. Do you got an instrumental for us? No.
You got one for us? Hold up. Let me. We finna go to Kenny Talk shit. Kenny Talk, you know, check them out. Wednesdays, you know what I'm saying? Check out dialhouseradio.com. And Wednesdays, what, Kenny come on at 7:30, 8:30 Eastern. So be sure, but I'm finna go to Kenny because Kenny got instrumentals for days. So we finna check out Kenny. But go ahead, you can start. I'm going to bring the instrumental in. I'm going to keep on talking. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they really want to hear me continue to talk.
All right. Well, truth be told moment, you know what I'm saying, from your girl at Golden Baby, all things, GoldenBabe, motherfucking, I throw the instrumental in, because you know I get out. Rah. What you got? All right. So on that smooth shit, my truth be told moment, let me just share with y'all, you know what I mean, a little something, how motherfuckers used to get down. But as I was saying, you know, baby, presentation is every motherfucking thing, you know what I'm saying? Because you can sell a motherfucking cookie. But if that bitch ain't really good looking, a nigga won't eat that shit. A nigga won't eat that bitch.
Hold up. Fuck you, man. Hold up. I ain't even get into my truth be told shit. Truth be told, what I was just trying to say was a nigga is rap so motherfucking tight, presentation season wise. You know what I'm saying? Cause a nigga been doing this shit so long that the gang ain't got so motherfucking strong. Ayy, on this motherfucking truth be told. Ayy, and I gotta let these niggas know. But on some real shit, my truth be told moment, about to go ahead and throw that shit out there. I used to be a motherfucking P-I-M-P. You know what I'm saying? From dusk to motherfucking dawn. From the time motherfucker woke up to the time motherfucker was gone. In that zone. Ayy.
Good
job, nigga. I'm done with that shit, nigga. Kill it. Woo. You can stop it, nigga. I killed it. STL, what up, nigga? Truth be told, nigga, we done went into a vibe mode on that bitch. Hey, we might have to start this freestyle sessions on this bitch.
Oh, man.
Since we all get down. Look, this nigga. That was hard, though. My truth be told, mama, nigga used to be a motherfucking pimp. Presentation, rap, nice, nigga. I play no motherfucking
ain't
game.
Ain't no used to be when you was a pimp, man. You once a pimp, always a pimp, baby.
You right. I'm still pimping these off. But anyway, now. Miss STL, moving right along, Miss STL. What you got for us?
So that was the moment that you a pimp?
Yeah, I'm a pimp. I just wanted to share that with the motherfucking world.
Now,
for real, I had a different moment,
Saturday.
But that shit, that's how that beat made me feel. I had a different thing I wanted to say, but I'm gonna share that next week. I just wanted to let y'all know I'm pimping. That's my truth be told moment. Truth be told, shit. Now, what's up, Ms. STL? You got some truth to be told? What's up?
You need a beat too.
You need a beat too?
Nah, I don't need no damn beat.
My true be told moment is I had to clear my throat. My first time with I don't want to do this. I can't do that one. Okay. My truth be told moment is my first interaction with a female back in the day. I was her mistress for 2 years.
What's her name?
That's my truth be told moment.
That's a real shit.
Can I tell y'all, since you going there, can I go there?
This nigga said, Keep it going. We got another time. Take another one.
Okay, my second truth be told moment is, this shit finna fuck y'all up, man. You know what I'm saying? My brother, he convinced me to eat some pussy, right? But the nigga didn't tell me when to eat the pussy. So I fucked the bitch and decided at the end of, after fucking that, after I got my nut, damn, fuck it. Stupid told mama. I was so mad at my brother. My brother said, "You stupid motherfucker! You eat the pussy first, nigga."
That's my number two.
The front door.
I'm done.
Shit.
I ain't gotta say no
more. I'm done.
Oh shit.
I'm done with this. He killed the whole session.
You want the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the motherfucking truth? Damn,
yeah,
can I give it to you?
I don't know what the fuck I need now. I need some ginger ale. I'm starting to sweat and shit.
Hey, I need some Canada Dry too, nigga. I need some Canada Dry.
Can I kick it?
Yeah, you can kick it.
You can kick it.
Hey, man, I was blowing bubbles, literally. I was like, oh, no, this shit ain't right.
I just can't be involved with this. I'm leaving y'all niggas at the end. I'm done.
All right,
so my second truth be told moment, y'all. I got a second truth be told moment, too, all right? But I ain't going to get into no sexual shit. I just want to share my truth be told moment because I don't feel like it right now. Maybe later. I ain't loose enough. Thou aren't loose. Now.
Oh, shit.
Now, my truth be told moment is when I was younger, I was a loner. So I would always take opportunities like at recess and different moments where a lot of people would be around to go off to myself. Not that I was trying to show people that I was off to myself. It was more so for self. And I actually used to try to make myself cry. So I would... Don't fucking judge me. So I would make myself cry, you know what I'm saying? Because I always felt that if you cry, you bring yourself to the most clearest point possible. Like, when you cry, you think about everything that you're going through, and you're able to see clearly. So I took those opportunities all the time as a child. I was very, what people would consider weird, but very popular still because I was very talented and gifted. People never really got an opportunity to see the real Aisha and who I was internally as far as what I knew and the knowledge that I had and possessed with inside. They only knew about the music. It wasn't until later in my life that people realized how great of an individual and what I truly possessed inside. As of now, I am a novelist. I am a business owner, CEO of Baby Incorporated. I am your lead host for this evening on Dollhouse Radio. We kicking it live on Truth Be Told. Motherfucker, that was my Truth Be Told moment, and it's getting motherfucking live in the building.
Can I go another Truth Be Told moment?
Hell yeah.
No, I ain't fucking with y'all. I did enough.
Aw, this nigga. You did enough damage tonight.
I got motherfuckers looking at me side-eyed and around the corner.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, what is they tweeting about you?
I wouldn't give a fuck. See, whatever the fuck they want.
My nigga, whatever the fuck you want to say, nigga.
Right. Yeah. Yes, I'm talking about my mama. We all right. Shit.
That's right. That's right. I feel the
then
same
I gotta respond
way.
Like I know you. Shit, flat out.
That's right. That's right.
Frank Blunt, No Mercy.
That right.
No, I couldn't.
That right.
Hey, I don't bite my tongue.
Truth be told.
Blurred
yeah,
line.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, if y'all wanna holler at us before we get out of here, that number is 646-595-4038. Tree press 1 to holler at us. Oh my God, the storm just blew in.
That was a bomb.
I had to address that real quick because I'm like, what the fuck? Nigga, what the fuck is that?
Oh, my God.
I felt like that black newscaster, nigga, when the motherfucking fly flew in his throat. He went from motherfucking professional to, nigga, what the fuck? Let's get the fuck up out this country ass, motherfucker.
That motherfucking Scooby-Doo. Oh, you hear me? The fuck?
Like, the motherfucking bomb just blew in, nigga. What the fuck, nigga? Life
oh,
took
man.
Over, nigga. What the fuck? Shit crazy, dog. Should be telling
man,
shit is really
look at Hillary.
Crazy.
I'm watching Hillary on MSNBC. She look nice in her black. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I ain't over there. Yeah, I got quiet like I was finna say something. Oh,
yeah, that bitch.
That,
yeah, I thought you was finna say something. I don't know what you was finna say, man, but I was finna say that bitch looked good.
I mean, I was looking
color.
At her titties when y'all went silent
bitch
and shit, but goddamn.
It's like a bag of Skittles. That's what she is.
Oh, damn.
Hey, but for real, I had something real quick. If we got time, you know what I'm saying, I could throw it out there.
For sure.
I want to see what y'all feel about. It's three young ladies in high school being brought up on charges of poisoning and tampering after one of the young ladies was suspended, or not suspended, she got reprimanded by a teacher. So her and her other two cronies, you know, her little clique, the little mean girls, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. One of them proceeded to put hot pepper in her drink. So of course, you know, she goes back to drink her stuff, and she, you know, gets to gagging and sweating. And even though, you know, they're trying to play it off like, oh, well, it was just kind of a prank. But these three young ladies, because it was two of them, you know, they're accomplices, and then you have the one who actually put the red pepper in her drink, and they might be brought up on charges for trying to poison this teacher because she did have some adverse reactions to the pepper, you know, and that is a big, you know, reaction stimulant for some people. So, you know what I'm saying? What do y'all think about that? Do y'all think, you know what I'm saying, it should be a slap on the wrist, or could they actually be brought up on some charges of poisoning this woman?
Well, I agree that they should be brought up on charges. I think that that's a serious offense in any aspect, no matter how you look at it, because you never know how anyone is going to react to anything, and you never give anyone anything without them knowing you're giving it to them, period. That is a crime. So what I'm saying is I don't necessarily think that the crime should – I think that the crime should basically fit the charges.
Punishment.
Basically, right. The punishment should fit the crime, basically. Don't be way absurd, you know what I'm saying, and do no – you know, give them no crazy-ass time or no stupid shit like that. Just punish them and show them that, hey, there are consequences for these type of things. That's it. You know, I mean, that's it for me. I just think that
everything you just said, I agree. I think that's just too, you know, saying you don't fuck with people's food and their drinks. That's a
right.
terrible joke. You know, there's a million and one ways to prank a motherfucker without going as far as fucking with their food or their drinks, anything that goes into their body, man. You know, and I agree with
right.
you 110%, 1K%, baby, as far as, you know, you never give anybody something without them knowing that's
without
what you're
them
giving
knowing.
Them.
That's
you know,
right.
because you never, you know, speaking of allergic reaction that Ms. STL brought up earlier, just a second ago, is, you know what I'm saying, you never know what people are allergic to, you know what I'm saying, so you can't
mm-hmm.
do shit like that. You know, and
I mean,
then,
you got
boy,
some people.
You had to do that to your teacher, you about your, man, I would never do no shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you
fuck
got people that go in the anaphylactic shock.
for something, you know what I'm saying? You, like I said, it could have gotten really ugly, you know what I'm saying? What if she
they could have killed
you know,
her.
Had, yeah, they could have killed the woman, real talk, you know what I'm saying? Not, you know, unfortunately it didn't get that bad, you know what I'm saying? She wised up to where she only got some, ingested so much of it, he ended up pouring it into a clear container where you could clearly see the pepper and the girls, you know, they confessed, but, you know, they might, you know, get some things on their record that they might not be able to get off of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? You gotta watch what you do. You know what I'm saying? What's funny to you ain't funny to the next motherfucker. Just remember that. Truth be told.
Yeah. It's 420 somewhere. We pushing that. So, we finna get into that Raphael lit in just a hot second. That's crazy. I think people, man, fuck that, man. Like I said, I'd never do that to my teacher, man. I don't give a fuck. My teacher get on my nerves. One thing I never did was fuck with people's food. I did fuck with somebody's food. My cousin, she got us in trouble and shit. And me and my cousin did some the most horrible shit that somebody can ever do to somebody. I don't even want to share that. I share that truth be told moment with y'all. Oh,
man. Do it after the break.
Do it after the break. I was going to say that. Yeah. Let's get to the Raphael statement, man. And Smokers Unite, roll that shit up. If you ain't rolled, if it's rolled already, blaze that shit. Raphael Lit, Dial House Radio, truth be told. Let's go.
Yeah.
Woo! Leaning to the left side. Leaning to the right, mud in my two cups. I've been faded all night. I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me. I wouldn't tell you sober. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah, stay lit.
Turn up,
yeah, stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left. Sipping on this,
oh my God,
there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff. I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit.
Yo, I love that song. That's my shit.
Yeah, that shit hot.
Did that define y'all?
Yeah.
I knew y'all should say that. Love it. I thought so too. I know y'all. I thought so too. Can I have my truth be told moment? I'm going to tell y'all real fast, man.
Yes,
me and my cousin,
sir.
Just about 8 years old. I was about 8 years old. My cousin was about 5. You know K-9. You know what I'm saying? And my cousin, you know Jamila, too. You know what I'm saying? She's always getting in trouble on some bullshit. So she got us in trouble big time. So what we did, man, we was eating pop cereal. And me and my cousin, it was early in the morning, man, we did the most foulest shit in the world that you could do to somebody. Man, we picked our nose and put that shit all in her motherfucking cereal. Let her, watch her eat the whole bowl and get cold.
Oh, you niggas is dirty. You know what? You know what?
I couldn't stand it. She was such an asshole.
Oh,
that is
God.
An asshole.
Yeah, you know
that's funny.
You are the asshole of the day. You are the asshole of the day for that.
Hey, we were 8 years old. We was kids. Hey, we was kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This is the first time I ever shared this with anybody, y'all.
Me and my cousins don't even talk about this shit.
We appreciate you getting that off your chest and not going to hell.
Yeah, I had to. I feel liberated. For real.
And nigga, you should. You can sleep a lot easier tonight, bro.
Ain't that the whole point of the truth you told
me? Hell yeah, like a baby. He gonna have his tongue in his mouth. Legs up in the fetal position, nigga. You heard me.
God,
nigga,
forgive me. That was so horrible. I would have killed her if she did me like that. Ain't no telling. She probably did get us back. She just didn't tell us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
she over there
laying
in the corner laughing to her damn self like, that motherfucker 82.
Yeah, we were sitting there watching that whole time, and we laughed at the end. She's like, what y'all laughing at? And we told her. She screamed,
ah! Oh, my God. I bet she wanted to throw her throat up.
She wanted to take her whole mouth out.
Nigga, I would want to.
That was so disgusting.
Nigga,
I'd
have been
so
in
the
motherfucking psych ward after that.
Yeah, that is, man.
I think somebody would have lost their life. Somebody would have got really, really hurt if it was me. If y'all told me, I would have killed the motherfucker, man. I'm telling you how I would have reacted.
She got into trouble. We like, fuck this. You know what? We finna get her ass. Shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dog.
That was foul. But you gotta know my cousin. Miss Estelle know my cousin, so Miss Estelle kind of understand.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's that bitch kid. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I ain't mad at him because that motherfucker.
She
like,
ABN, as Trayum say. You know, asshole by nature. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, my God. I don't care, man. Don't nobody deserve that. You nasty.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Not at all, because I'm an asshole by nature. You hear me?
Because you know, nigga, if somebody that did that to you, you'd have killed them. You know.
Yeah, hell yeah. I've been like Trick Day, 9 years old, motherfucking caught my first felony. You heard me?
That's what I'm saying, bro. All right, people out there, man, the PSA is always put your foot in another person's shoes to be able to see how they feel in order to know how you'd feel if they did it to you. Please, that's the personal public service announcement for the night.
I done lost some stock and shit. Don't judge me on that, y'all. That was over 30 years
ago.
We ain't judging you.
We glad you got it off your chest and cleared your conscience, bro.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad your conscience is cleared, bro. Yeah, it's cleared
you got
now.
That off
it's
your
clear.
Your chest, bro.
I'm
going to
have to call her
told,
ass,
man.
How that pops taste. You hear me? Shit.
Oh, my
really?
God.
I mean, what cereal and everything. That was nasty. I think that's the most foulest shit I've did in my life. You hear me?
I think so too, bro. I don't know if nothing can top that. You let us know. Let us know next week if you've done anything that has topped that. Nigga, let us know if you done got any nastier, nigga. You know what I'm saying? This week, nigga, you got any more cornballish? No, just fucking with you. My nigga, you
might
be
2 minutes out, baby.
2 minutes out for sure. It's been a crazy ass show, man. Y'all is wild.
Truth be told, man.
You rocking with Gold Baby, Miss STL, and motherfucking Mr. Timer, the real Mr. Timer, baby.
STL.
Girl up. MZ _ STL, baby. Chop it up. Let's do it.
That's right. That's
horrible. House.
I ain't thought about that shit in years. Well, we finna dip out, y'all, man. What are we going out on, man? I ain't know what the fuck to play. Let's.
I got
a
request.
Do...
I don't know.
What's that?
Surprise us, Miss Royalty.
What?
Fuck that. Let Miss Royalty take us out. She be killing the motherfucking board. Salute to you, Miss Royalty. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, Miss India Morrell, for having us. And we appreciate y'all for tuning in.
The
truth be told on Dollhouse Motherfucking Radio. Well, you running the board, Mr. Thomas. Surprise us, goddammit. The motherfucker, you still on the royalty team, nigga. Let's get it.
I am royalty, bitch. You know what it is. I'm trying to find what I'm looking
for. That's right.
Here we go. We gonna mob or not and get the fuck out of here with Don Cody. You know what I'm saying?
Let's see y'all next week, baby.
Yeah. Peace.
Yeah.
Rip.
Yeah.
Salute, bro.
In the building.
You know what I'm saying? What Rip say from Fort Lauderdale, right?
Oh, what did he say?
Rip said Fort Lauderdale, didn't he?
No,
hurt like a hangnail, and they ain't got enough grand for a hang scale. Thoroughbred, and I ain't even want to live a life. But once you turn 16, you gotta get it right. If I ain't hustle, why I ain't eat? Fuck shining. I had to do this shit for me, fuck whining. No handouts, bump and grind like Kales. Seen a lot of solid niggas go frail. What you need ain't no limit like a tank stat. And everything go point and it ain't great. This ain't for the radio, this for the car decks. This for the gritters dealing like they hold carjacks. Fetch the paper like a hound dog. Try me, you'll be neighbors with a groundhog. Plus I got that dope audio slang pack. It's like a needle to the arm, you can bang that. You're either mob or you're not. I got niggas that are vouch on my block. I got hitters that are come with them yachts. And they living on the run, let it shine.
What's up? This your girl Venomous, and I'm tuning in with Truth Be Told Radio Show on Dollhouse Radio. Make sure you check it out.
Yeah. Venomous. Yeah.
All right.
Yes, that ass fat, my pocket sack, I'm young and I stay getting it. I'm live as hell, you shy as hell, these 808s be hitting it. They go all the same, never fly the flame, I be out here and I'm living it. My hair is right, my vibe is tight, niggas rob me cause I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Borderline getting belligerent. Pumps and handguns, I'm ignorant. Stepping on hoes, inconsiderate.
Like, move, bitch.
Me, I'm out there sitting on the injured list. Y'all couldn't fuck with an answer this, the way it composed was like symphonies.
It's ridiculous.
Fuck who's next, we are the list. My team burning cats like a pot of grits. Never backing down while niggas plead the fifth. I'm infinite, sweet into this. On overtime, like infinite. You blasphemous, no antithesis. Thought you had it till you met Venomous. Please.
Please.
I got no kind of chillin' me when it comes down to who the fuck that I be.
Who the fuck that I be?
Shit, I just call it like I see it.